Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal for life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Gentlemen, welcome to hour number three. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and Wayne Allen Root has the entire week off, so we're a little bit more than halfway through it. He'll be back again next Monday, sitting right in this very seat. Well, actually, not in this seat, but in this, metaphorical in this seat, but he'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. Joining me right now is one of our favorite guests on my morning show here in Connecticut. He joins me just about every Tuesday. Fortress Fiduciary, he is the one and only Tony D'Angelo. And again, you can follow him at TonyD'Angelo7 on Twitter. Tony, how are you, man?
I am finally, Elsie, and good evening to these fine people in the United States of America.
We're going to talk a little bit in our segment about the Wall Street Journal piece, Manchin touting the Democrats' climate and tax bill. This is fresh off him saying no, basically, and he wanted to wait until the inflation numbers come out. Now he says yes. What's behind all this, Tony?
It's very interesting. This is known as the, if you're keeping score at home, it's known as the Inflation Reduction Act. And the concept of it is we have terrible inflation in this country, as we know. And we have largely a clueless administration that can't figure out any way of trying to put this thing to bed. But their way of doing it is by, taxing. And basically Joe Manchin, who pretty much was the stalwart, the voice of reason in the Democratic Party as far as we're not going to have crazy tax increases, all of a sudden says, well, I'll agree to a smaller bill. And the smaller bill really is a bigger bill. And it's bigger in a lot of different ways in the sense that the charges that go out, this is how the concept works. We are going to have a minimum tax on large corporations based on their economic income, meaning their economic income, their income before write-offs and things like that, of 15%. And that will pay for the green initiatives that we're going to do. And then there's this whole wish list of green projects. Now, the 15% figure, where somebody like Walmart that provides a lot of the goods and services for, kind of just average folks like you and me, will now have an additional 15% nut to carry. And guess where that 15% is going to come? You'll be paying a little of it, I'll be paying a little bit of it. And where it's – people don't understand that when you take – business income. Well, basically, politicians don't understand business, especially Democrat politicians. But when you take a business, you have your gross income, you have your expenses, then you have a figure, which is whatever you want to call it, cash net profit. Now, in that cash net profit figure, you might go and you might buy, or most people do, you buy equipment, you buy vehicles, you buy things like that, which are investments in the economy. There are things you need, and they also keep other businesses employed. This is how the economic system works. And when that happens, you get something known as either amortization or depreciation, depending on a whole bunch of tax categories. So basically, if you're given a choice to, can I pay a dollar in tax or can I pay a dollar to make my business better, many people will pay that dollar to make their business better. The Donald Trump 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was very good in a lot of cases with that, allowing 100% expensing. Basically, this crowd says, we're just going to tax the big corporations, we're going to cut down spending, and that's how we're going to kill inflation. One important note, however, why did Manchin turn tail and run? There is a bill which is separate from Build Back Smaller, and it involves the Mountain Valley Pipeline Project that connects the gas producers in the state to buyers elsewhere. And basically, it's the typical political thing. You throw me a bone and, you know, I'll dance to whatever tune you want. So this thing right now is hanging, Lee Elsie, on a very precipitous edge.
Right.
Where if Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona, who apparently is not a fan of this, gets pushed over, then it's a 50-50. Vice President Harris breaks the tie. However, if Kyrsten Sinema says, I don't really like this bill and I'm not going to vote for it, the whole thing comes crashing down. That's honestly my belief in what's happening, because I think a lot of what Joe Manchin is doing is not governance but political posturing. But it just goes to show you the sad and sorry state of government and affairs and business and business development and the welfare of this country pretty much seems to be continually hanging on the votes of one or two, you know, shall we say, semi-sane Democratic senators. That's not a good place to be.
The more I dug into this, too, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I also saw where there were, you know, reports out, I think it was a Wall Street Journal or a Wharton report, actually, was what it was, that essentially this is going to cause 15% to 20% tax increases for everybody. I mean, they extrapolated it out. You had just mentioned it. It's always going to funnel down to me and you as the consumer. So inevitably, it's a 15% to 20% tax on all of us, right?
Regardless, the Joint Committee of Taxation, the nonpartisan Joint Committee of Taxation, said exactly what you said. This is going to trickle down. Now, the president's press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said, well, it omits the actual benefits that people are receiving. I think she probably understands as much about economics as I do about building the neutron bomb. But basically, there's no other place for it to go. And this is the part that really, I do not understand. And it's the kind of thing that when this happens, where does this go? Where does this go for the fossil fuel industry? If they've got this burden, are they going to collapse? I know that this is where a lot of people would like to see them, but, you know, 5 years from now, you can't use your gas-powered vehicle in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Well, you know, I don't have $50,000 lying around for an EV. What am I going to do, go nowhere?
Right.
I mean, this is beyond really economic stupidity to the nth degree.
What do you think made Manchin flip? Any idea, any thoughts on that?
I think it was that pipeline deal.
Yeah.
And I think it's the pipeline deal for his state, which really is dubious. His fellow senator, Shelley Moore Capito, said that this isn't going to be everything that he says it is. But I think he's setting himself up to be a good guy for his Democratic people in Virginia, knowing that Sinema is going to knock this thing, you know, down to the ground, and it'll be an epic fail, and that at least he could turn to his people and said, look, I tried to do this and I couldn't. It's one of the two things. I think we'll know in a couple of days which one of those factors is actually true.
You know, politically speaking, I would think Republicans are not going to come out and say it now, but they're licking their chops at this, because going into the midterms, if there's a way they can spin it that this turns into tax increases for the common man, I mean, that's a huge game changer. That's a huge mistake by the Democrats.
Well, it certainly is, which kind of leads me to believe that maybe this is a lot of hat and no cattle, and a lot of feathers but no chicken.
Yeah.
But
it sounds to
me
like
my hope anyway, because I think that if this actually were to manifest into law, I can't imagine the fallout. But yet there are people, which is scary to me, who are in government who actually think, to the degree they can understand any economics at all, which is very little, that this is good economics.
Yeah, it sounds to me though, you don't think this is going to fly. You think it's going to hit a snag. bag.
Don't. I just think that there's a lot of people can throw a lot of amendments at it. There will be a lot of outcry in the especially with the Joint Committee and Taxation Report. You know, as far as people calling offices and things like that. So it's still got to get through the House, and there are some, you know, conservative Democrats, or at least sane Democrats, that really are sitting in very precipitous places with respect to their own seats. So marvel not if their votes are against it.
Right. Tony D'Angelo is his name. Tony, tell everybody where they can find out more about you. I know we have great conversations every week on my morning show here in Connecticut, but I think more people need to hear what you've got to say. Where do they go find out more about Tony D'Angelo?
Oh, at Tony D'Angelo 7 on Twitter.
All right, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, pal. Good night, everybody.
Have a good one. All right, listen, before we get to the break, I want to remind you guys again, if you are a parent who is looking to find a great college for your son or daughter, I'm telling you, I got a friend, is a very good friend of mine, just a great guy, and he's the president of Nichols College in Massachusetts. So even if you're listening in Las Vegas tonight or in California, maybe you're out in the Midwest somewhere, down in Texas, and you're sort of searching for an escape with free thought, free ideas, exchanging the notion that, you know, you're not going to be boxed into a progressive mindset when you get into, you know, a college setting, Nichols College in Massachusetts is the place to go. And I'm lucky enough. I take night classes. They're actually more than just night classes. I'm taking a lot of classes there. In fact, I'm right in the middle of a macroeconomics class, which is pretty neat, actually, as a matter of fact. It's kind of cool. But you can send your college kid there. You can go back to school yourself if you want to go. But if you want to, you know, be confident that where you send your kid is not going to be one of these places that indoctrinate them into a progressive mindset, check out Nichols College. Nichols.edu is the website. And again, go search around. I'm telling you, you're going to find what you're looking for. All right, listen, we got to take a quick break. A lot to get to. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GALLON for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GALLON for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GALLON for a $5 bonus.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with
All right, welcome
War.
Back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, again filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and Wayne will, in fact, be back on Monday. Didn't know if you saw this story. Brooklyn McDonald's worker shot in the head over cold French fries. 23-year-old worker. A person actually working. Trying to make something out of themselves. Trying to make a difference in the world. Right? Doing something honorable. Going to work every day. And what happens? He's shot in the head over cold French fries. Now, according to the New York Post, a disgruntled customer began harassing the McDonald's worker Monday night over her order of French fries. The angry customer then was FaceTiming her 20-year-old son as she argued with McDonald's employee over her cold fries. The woman's son showed up at the McDonald's, got into an argument with the worker, then shot him in the head. And the shooting is caught on surveillance. The 20-year-old suspect has been taken into custody. Now, think about all of the lives that are impacted and ruined in this stupid encounter over nothing, over French fries. You've got a man shot in the head, and now you've got a 20-year-old. Again, I don't know, is he defending the honor of his mom by showing up at a McDonald's and shooting somebody in the head? His life essentially is over. It should be, anyway. He should be in prison forever. He should never get out. But with our judicial system, who knows? He may be out in a couple weeks, a couple months. It's pathetic. And it's another reason why we should bring back the death penalty.
We should bring the death penalty back, because to get shot in the head over cold French fries and an argument, I don't even know how to put that into words. That's the kind of world that we live in because we created it. We allowed it to happen. We allowed criminals to run roughshod over hardworking citizens. We allowed this to happen. It happened in our generation. The punishment for these kinds of violent crimes should be so severe, a couple of things happen. Number one, you remove this monster who felt it necessary to shoot a worker in the head over cold French fries. He's removed from society. That's a good thing. Number two, maybe somebody who is on the fence of committing a violent crime may think twice about pulling out a gun and shooting somebody in the head when they know that they're going to prison for the rest of their life, at the very least. We don't have that anymore. We've given that up. There is a sense now, in particular with the very young individuals who are out there in the streets every single day, those folks, they don't feel the wrath of law enforcement. They just don't. I don't believe they do. I think these kids, you know, you get up to a certain age, they just think that they are beyond the reach of the law. And even if they do get arrested, even if it's for a violent crime, there are mechanisms in place right now to make sure that these kids don't go to jail for very long. We have completely wrecked that judicial system when it comes to that standpoint. So that's point number one. Quickly, point two, I've been arguing about this in one way, shape, or form all day today. Just really quick back to Nancy Pelosi and her trip. Apparently, you know, she found allies in Mitch McConnell and some other Rhino Republicans. I was, again, having the argument early in the show with a number of different folks, one from the Heritage Foundation, one former congressman, about whether or not she was qualified to go or should go. I guess should go is a more accurate portrayal. I don't think she should have gone. I think she essentially got nothing done and only really put America in a no-win situation, right? She goes and the plane gets shot down. Now we're at war. She goes and China, you know, saber rattles, or she doesn't go after saber rattling. Now we look weak. It's just a no-win situation for Nancy Pelosi. But then again, they don't care. Because somewhere, and maybe I haven't figured it out yet, but somewhere weaved into the fabric of this story, there's a reason why Nancy Pelosi decided to go. Now, some people are saying, to get her and her husband's mugshot off of the back pages of some of these newspapers around the country, because her husband obviously was arrested for the drunk driving offense. And also there's the stories about the insider trading with them. So maybe that was part of the equation. And maybe so. I'm not really sure about that. But the bottom line is I don't trust her. I don't really trust any of them. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 37 people are dead and many remain missing after heavy rain led to flash flooding in Kentucky. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration's hearts go out to those affected.
We are doing everything that we can and with FEMA and other agencies across the administration to be as helpful to the state of Kentucky.
A public health emergency was declared in Kentucky by the Department of Health and Human Services. This gives Medicare and Medicaid centers expanded ability to meet emergency health needs. Health risks posed by COVID are causing more smokers to quit. A new study from the University of California, San Diego says regular smokers purchased much fewer cigarettes and a lot of people quit during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And this next segment is probably unlike any other segment you've heard on radio, maybe ever. And I'm lucky to get a chance to chat with both of these gentlemen. Maybe a week or so ago, Chet Martin, who has his own weekend show on the same station that I do my morning show on, it's a great show called Freedom on Deck. And he had a great conversation with another person who's influential in the community. And again, maybe a little bit on a different side of the political track. And his name is Hayward. And together found and disclosed and narrated a story that was popping up on the internet. And let me get, how are you, man?
Hey, Lee. Thanks for having me on.
So tell everyone first where they can listen to your show.
Well, as you said, it's on your station, which is out in New London, located. We transmit from Long Island. It's on 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk, which is WJJF,
yep,
under the Fox News banner. And anybody can go to freedomondeck.com, and the segments that we're going to talk about, you can find all that on freedomondeck.com.
All right, and so Hayward got brought into this. Hayward's a frequent caller of the show. I think he's one of the smartest guys we got out there. He may have different political views than both me and you, but how'd you guys get together and then get into the story?
Well, I'll go first. Hayward sent a message to me about this story because on the show, I like to shine a light on things that are important besides only politics. And one of the things that I like to shine the light on is abuse of children, abuse of animals, abuse of people in general. And it was Hayward that came to me with this story. Story's about a little girl, and she's actually being featured on TikTok with her mother, who is putting out videos and putting out pictures. And I'll kind of let Hayward go into how this all came about and what the situation was with the story.
Sure. So my name is Hayward Dask. I co-own a local construction company. I'm a political activist, extremism researcher, aid worker, host of a podcast, and a father of two toddlers, which is where this sort of comes in. And as stated, I come from a radically different political perspective than the two of you, but we're all united by our care about people and desire for a better future, and correspondingly, we all find a lot of unity in being upset when people are exploited and put in danger. And that is what brings us here today. So Chet and I were sort of tossing around the idea of an appearance on his show on Freedom on Deck. And my wife just came across the story as she was scrolling through the internet and said, have a look at this. And the more we looked, the more we started to see some things that really made us very uncomfortable. And when I felt confident that there was a story to explore, I said, Chet, I think we've got our story. And as soon as we exchanged the basic information, we said, this is what we have to go with, because this needs to be brought to attention. Because at this point, it hadn't caught any mainstream attention whatsoever. It was talked about just on TikTok and Reddit,
right,
and nowhere else. And so the question here is, you know, we're all very familiar with instances where children are more overtly exploited on the internet, more overtly taken advantage of or abused. But what happens when you are within the realm of legality, technically, but it seems very clear that you're acting outside of the rules of ethics or morals? What happens when you're putting out content that you know is being consumed by some of the scariest members of our society, and rather than pull back, you lean in? And that's what we're seeing, or what appears to be happening, with this account. It has 17.3 million followers. And up until quite recently has featured a lot of videos that made people very uncomfortable, but made a certain segment very excited. And they voiced that excitement in the comments. On my appearance on Freedom on Deck and the weekend podcast, we talked about a lot of these comments, and they're borderline not safe for radio.
Right.
And when people would try to warn this mother, hey, people are taking advantage of these postings, people are photoshopping it, or people are putting these photos on child abuse sites. Well, those accounts often got deleted. Those comments often disappeared, but it seems like the ones that are posting more creepy content have a nasty habit of lasting longer, and that makes people very suspicious that maybe something is happening here, because you, I would think as a moral person, can't see the type of attention these photos of your daughter are getting and keep going the way you're going. And that's what makes
it. And I think the important thing to mention, too, with Hayward is this little girl is three. This little girl's image, the images that they were providing were getting comments that were pornographic in nature. It's things that I can't say on the air right now. And I think we also wanted to get into the area of telling the listeners to watch what they're putting out on the internet. And that also caught a little bit of attention from Newsmax. I think that was kind of the gist of how they covered the story.
Let me just jump in for a second, just so people understand exactly what it is that you guys are both describing. So you've got this three-year-old girl, and her mother takes what you would think are benign, sort of very normal shots of a three-year-old blowing out a birthday cake, things that would be considered innocent in nature. But we're talking about 17 million followers, mostly disgusting men. Also, the crux of this is it doesn't seem like the mother cares. In fact, she's encouraging this, and as you said, I thought brilliantly, Hayward, she leaned into it. She likes it, she enjoys it, and she's making money, I would think, off it.
Yeah, and you know, it's difficult to be a mind reader and know exactly what this person's intentions are, but it seems overwhelmingly obvious, to me at least, that at the bare minimum, there is extreme negligence happening here. This person has been repeatedly made aware of the dangers they're putting their child in. And for me, as a parent of two, one of which is about the same age as this little girl, I would feel incredibly nervous about putting that content out there knowing that these people are doing this. And here's just a taste of how egregious this stuff gets. There's a video which the mother has since deleted since more mainstream media has gotten attention of this, but those of us that were on this early have screenshots and videos of all the stuff that was posted, so we know it was there and we can prove it. There's an instance of this three-year-old girl playing with her mother's tampon and pretending to insert it. And she says, I'm going to post that on the internet. What person thinks that makes sense? And it has hundreds of thousands of saves, not shares, but saves. Who is saving that kind of a video, Lee? Come on.
No, dirtbags. That's who's saving it.
And also, Hayward, there's also the video where she used the thumbnail of the little girl. I haven't seen the video myself, as Hayward described, with her diaper showing and exposing her crotch, and that was the thumbnail that the mother chose to use for the video. So that's what they see when they saw the video showing up on the bar. So they hit that thumbnail to watch that video. Why would you pick? Because the thumbnail takes a couple seconds out of the video, and that's what you see. Why would that be the thumbnail that you use, unless you're doing it for nefarious reasons?
Right, and so apparently you can choose which thumbnail this is. You can choose any point in the video to act as sort of the icon that you see as the preview for the video. And more often than not, it's things like her sucking on a straw or falling and exposing her diaper or mounting a swing kind of in a weird way. This sort of stuff on its own, if it were individual occurrences, doesn't necessarily have to be creepy, but it happens over and over and over again, and it makes a thinking person feel very skeptical about what is going on here. And just another tidbit that sort of highlights how popular this is in a creepy way is if you were to search on TikTok this little girl's name and see what the suggestions were, it will be like eating a hot dog, eating a pickle. Why are those the most popular? It does make you wonder.
So I did see where Fox picked this up after you guys broke the story, whether they heard it on your show or not. I mean, obviously, I don't know that, but there's got to be tens of thousands of these types of accounts out there. Have you noticed that in your research?
Well, I'll start in first. First of all, I want to really give a little more credit to Hayward. He brought it to me. I'm glad that he did, and I'm glad that I was able to get it out there for FM Terrestrial, what people heard about it. This is through TikTok. I don't know if we've mentioned that yet, but I think keeping up with the story kind of showed that this woman is on the run now, at least sort of in her little bubble on the internet, because she's taking videos down. We actually received a few emails, I think, that came from her. There were calls going to the studio. I don't know for sure that it was our story that hooked up with Fox News and Newsmax and a few others. But I think another really important thing that Hayward exposed is that you have some really creepy people out there that can take benign photos and videos and turn them into something that's sexually explicit, and people need to know that.
I agree. Hayward, you got about 40 seconds, and then I got to go. Wrap it up for us.
Yeah, so one of the things I wanted to really drive home is you don't have to be this person. It's so easy to accidentally expose your children to this type of attention online. So I don't know how much we can do to affect this account other than just bring up awareness and make sure your child is not going to be the victim of this kind of thing. This is a story that we're going to be keeping our eyes on because it's one of those things that every person I show it to has the same reaction.
Chad, tell everybody where they can listen to your original broadcast.
So if you go on freedomondeck.com, when you open the first page, all of our videos of the past shows from the month will be there. Look for the video that, and it should be about 2 to 3 weeks ago that the first video came out, and then also the podcast. You'll see Hayward Gatch's name on the video. That's the one you want to listen to. The first video, it's the last two segments of the show. The show's in its entirety, but if you go and skip forward quite a bit, you will find me and Hayward having a discussion. Then the next video is the podcast that we put together to keep our foot on the throat, and we're not stopping here yet.
All right. Gentlemen, listen, I've got to run. I'm out of time. Thank you very much for all you did for exposing this. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text. Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Well, welcome back, America. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, the show Raw and Unfiltered, and we've done almost 3 hours. And this would put us past the halfway point for the week. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root, he will be back on Monday. I'm sure he misses you, and you miss him. I have a segment called Rip and Read. It's where I have this stack of stuff, and I really don't know what's in the stack of stuff until I get to it. Like, it's all random stories, mostly leaning towards the side of the absurd. Not absurd in the fact that they're not true. They're all true, but maybe it's not mainstream stuff. Certainly isn't political stuff. So we'll wrap it up with a little bit of lighter news, things you might be able to use at the water cooler. Imagine digging into the couch for your remote and finding this instead. A guy near San Diego checked under his couch cushions the other day and found a 7-foot snake. A snake. 7 feet? How do you not feel that when you're sitting down? That's huge. 7-foot snake in the couch cushions out in San Diego. I mean, I have to sell the house. I mean, there's really no choice. You've got to sell the house immediately, I would think. Really no other way around it. Hey, the average human excretes 6,500 gallons of mucus in a lifetime. 6,500 gallons of mucus. That's just gross on all levels. So, speaking of gross and stupid in the same sentence, young people are getting liposuctions now for their double chins. Apparently, looking at yourself on enough Zoom calls and seeing that the 2 and 3 chins are not making you look like Brad Pitt, people are going for the liposuction of the chin. I guess it's called chin lipo. All right. But I guess now a bunch of quote-unquote influencers, right, on social media are doing it as well. So chin liposuction, if you're into it. Vanity, my favorite sin. Dartmouth's unofficial mascot is a beer keg called Keggy the Keg. It was created in 2003, and even though it was initially controversial, it's now become an ingrained part of Dartmouth culture. So if you've got a kid and you're sending them to, quote unquote, the Ivy League at Dartmouth, well, chances are they're having a few sociables after hours. The animal with the longest lifespan is actually a species of clam called the ocean quahog. They've been around for at least 400 years. I thought there were some fish species that were around 500 years. I could be wrong about it. I guess maybe I am wrong about that. But I guess there are clams that were around 200 years before George Washington, which is really weird to think about it like that, right? According to this report, the second longest lifespan is a bowhead whale. They live about 200 plus years. I mean, the clam is 5 inches long, and the whale is about 65 feet long, so a little bit of a difference. Speaking of influencers, I bring this up because this shows you how out of touch I am with just everyday life. If it's not politics or news, man, I'm in that gray area of potentially being lost. So Time Magazine's Most Influential People of 2022. Now, on the list are President Biden, Vladimir Putin, Zelensky, DeSantis, Joe Rogan, Oprah, Kris Jenner. Those are the ones that I know. Some of the ones I've never heard of. Andrew Garfield. Who is that? Don't know. I know who Mila Kunis is. I guess Mary J. Blige. I know who that is. But somebody named Questlove. Josh Wardle. There are names on here I've never heard of, yet they're the most influential people of 2022. I guess I need to spend a little bit more time on social media. In the past 3,500 years, there have only been approximately 230 years of world peace. In other words, there has been at least one war going on for 93% of human existence. I've told you before, on these very airwaves, mankind, we love to kill. We are a killing machine. Proof positive, in 93% of the time that we, in recorded existence of mankind, 93% of the time we've been at war in some way, shape, or form. That is troublesome. Here are some things we loved doing outdoors when we were kids, maybe not so much now. Hide and seek, water balloon fights, tag, playgrounds, playing sports, riding bikes, swimming, snowball fights, and just hanging out with your buddies in the neighborhood. That was always fun. The Japanese term for shotgun wedding is, well, it's unpronounceable, but it means, oops, we did it marriage. I guess. All right. It would take a person approximately 15 to 18 years to do all the training you'd need to become Batman. All right. 18 years? That's not bad. And you start when you're 18, 19, and 36 years old, Batman. And Iran is the only country in the world where it's legal to sell your kidneys. The government regulates the market. Not sure what the going rate is for a kidney, but if in fact you want to sell your kidney, the one country that makes it legal is Iran. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to us again. My name is Lee Elsie. I'll be back Thursday and Friday night filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Enjoy the rest of your night. Christopher, thank you very much down there in Dallas, Texas. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.